Well, hey, the kids can go to Sunday school.
In just a minute.
After the Sunday school teacher gets her coffee. What was that? Oh, okay. If anybody needs more handouts, or the one that's in really fine print is too small for you, we've got some extras. Basically, we used two different printers, and each one decided to do it differently. And so there's just one handout. There are two different looks, and we do have some extras. So those are getting out there. And so the kids, Sunday school, we got a nursery through those doors there. We have 2 to 8 behind the curtain, and then 8 to 12 is over at Americana Grill. And that's what that is. So enjoy, kiddos. You know, I did not know this, but I found out this morning that there was this lady down in Ames, goes to the Stonebrook Church down there, that recently died of cancer, Jean Smith. And in the mail yesterday came an envelope from her mom, and it was full of checks. Turns out that Jean Smith has requested that all memorial funds be redirected to Lifehouse Church. Can you imagine that? And so even in her death, she continued to worship God by putting Him first in her life. And so, and that was her, I read a blurb that she had made during our series on who we are, where we're at, and where we're going. I read a blurb that she wrote during her final days about how much she loved Jesus and how good He has been to her. And this is just an evidence of that. So yeah, let's just thank God for her and pray for her family. Lord, I just want to thank You for Jean Smith. She, even though most of us here don't even know her, I hardly knew her. She knew us. She knew what we were trying to do for Your name's sake because of a love for You and a love for people in this area, and she wanted to be a part of it. And even in her death, she is. God, I thank You for her. And I ask You to continue to comfort her family. I know that when a loved one dies, there's lots of sympathy poured out. And then that's it. It seems like nobody talks about it hardly ever anymore. And yet, the pain of that loss sticks with you. So we pray for them now. Comfort them. Heal them. Give them a deep joy. A joy that passes understanding. A joy that comes from knowing that they will see Jean again in paradise. So I pray for her family, and I just thank You, God, for our time together this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so as you all know, last week we restarted our series in going through the book of Acts. A book called The Acts of the Apostles. Really, it's the Acts of the Holy Spirit. And it's about the emergence and the growth of the Christian church. We like to call it the day the Holy Spirit came. Because it's not just about that one single day on Pentecost when the Holy Spirit came, but the day, this is the day, the era that the Holy Spirit has come to be in God's people. All over the world. Something that Jesus in His flesh could never do, the Holy Spirit can do. He indwells us all. And wherever the Holy Spirit shows up, lives are changed. And we saw that. Lives are changed everywhere and every person that responds to the Holy Spirit. And we're thinking, wow, it's not like the Holy Spirit has left. It's not like, well, I'm done here. Might as well go back, you know, to the Father up in heaven. No. He is still on the move. And so it brings us into the picture. A study of the book of Acts isn't just some historical lesson. All of a sudden we realize we are a continuation of what God started 2,000 years ago. And so we think, wow, how ought I to respond to the Holy Spirit? And it's a simple way of summarizing those first seven chapters is by thinking, well, what does the Holy Spirit want to do with me? We looked at those three things. The first one was become a believer. That, everywhere the Holy Spirit came, guess what? People became believers in Jesus Christ. And maybe that's the work God wants to do in your life. Maybe you were struggling with doubts. You're holding out. Maybe you thought Christianity was just something that you did on Sundays. And the Holy Spirit wants to make you a believer. The second thing was become. What did the Holy Spirit do next? Once they became a believer, they became D, starts with a D, devoted. Don't forget that word. Because, wow, you can't escape it. You go through the whole book of Acts and you realize these people were devoted.